saw Akita, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm a member of the Area 44 Grapevine Committee. And one of the ways we try to raise awareness of Grapevine and Lavinia is to do spoofs of musicals, making them about drunks getting help with this. We've done The Sound of Boozing, Tipler on the Roof, and My Fairly Drunk Lady. Today's travesty is about the Beatles. We've never performed in a theater this big. We're all basically terrified. But hey, you're just a bunch of drunks like us. To AA's 80th birthday party.
Wind that back, please. Let's just sing it.
They say it's your party. Happy birthday to you, yeah. They say it's your birthday. We're gonna have a good time.
Da, 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 da.
I'm glad it's your birthday.
Da, 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 da.
Happy birthday to you, yeah.
Yay.
Alrighty.
What the fuck happened there?
Hey, did you have a favorite Beatles growing up? Who liked John? Raise your hand. Who was in love with Paul? How about George?
Yeah.
Ringo?
Yeah.
Gotta love Ringo. Well, this story is about a band of outright mental defectives. They like to think they're four lads from Liverpool, but they're really four drunks from New Jersey. They love Beatles music and they love to drink. So meet the Bottles. He's way too old to still believe he can be a rock star, but that just shows you how delusional he is. Singer, songwriter, and tequila sponge, John Lemon. Drinking gin and playing bass, it's Paula McCartney. She's the best musician in the band, but after a few drinks, who can tell? Paula loves her little airline bottles, and she's flying all the time. On lead guitar and vodka bottle, it's George and Barrison. The things he does when drunk, well, it's embarrassing. After he had some spirits, George gets very spiritual. But is he deep in meditation or just passed out? And on drums and drum, a guy who chases women like he chases a buzz, it's Schwingo. And behind every terrible band is an even worse manager. If his lips are moving, you know he's lying. Lion Epstein.
I'm done managing you idiots. I quit. It's over. Goodbye.
You're lying, Epstein.
And you're 2 hours late.
Yeah, the van broke down.
Yeah, oh, it's the van this time. Yeah. I'm glad your grandfather didn't have to die again. Do you Do you know how hard I have to work to get you guys gigs? It's over for Beatle fans. They're no longer singing along to When I'm 64. They are 64.
Lion, stop living in a material world.
I'll remember that the next time you want to get paid, Georgie.
Listen, we're ready. Just introduce us.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the band you've all been waiting to hear for 2 hours, The Bottles!
Ooh, I love to drink big. Yes, you know it's true. Hope you love to drink big. Or I'll hell with you. Hold me while I drink my face off. I don't do nothing but drink beer 8 days a week. Drinking every day, girl. Always on my mind. One thing I can say, girl. Drinking all the time. Hold me while you pour me whiskey. I don't do nothing but drink it 8 days a week. 8 days a week. I love it. 8 days a week is not enough to get enough. Drink, babe. Yes, you know it's true. Hope you like to drink, babe. Or I'm done with you. Hold me while you pour me sloppy. I don't do nothing but drink, babe. 8 days a week. 8 days a week. And
hey, welcome, and good night, we're done.
Hey, did we only play one song, or did I just wake up from a blackout?
One song is enough, let's just pack up.
Who wants to go home with the drummer?
He says that every time, and it never works.
John, you can't pull the plug after one song. If you're going to play terrible, at least play for a while. We're waiting.
The gig's over. Let's just drink some more.
I need help. You guys better start behaving.
Hey, is there somebody out there
drinking
who wants to see me?
We'll see you.
Yeah. Hey, John, somebody wants to meet you.
Okay.
Something in the way she something in the way she wounds me.
What's your name, beautiful?
What's your name, beautiful?
They call me Loco.
Loco? Oh, no.
What's your favorite Beatles song?
All you need is love.
How about Please, Please Me?
How about Any Time at All?
Ew!
Oh, and there's always my favorite, Why Don't We Do It in the Road?
Well, my favorite song is Money. That's what I want. Now beat it, sweetheart. We've got some business.
For what? I'm all fucked up now.
Here's my card. Call me sometime. Good day, sunshine.
John. John, snap out of it. We've got to have a band meeting right now. You guys have got to stop drinking. Nobody wants to book you guys.
You're lying, Epstein.
No, for once I'm telling the truth. The wedding gig you guys just did, Schwingo here, danced with the entire bridal party, including the bride, and Paula McParty over here pukes all over the dance floor.
Well, nobody was dancing.
Forget about the weddings. We'll just play bars.
Bars? Even biker bars don't want to hire you because you drink too much.
Then we'll play bar mitzvahs.
Bar mitzvahs? I can't let you floor around kids. You drink too much.
Well, how about if we only drink wine?
Did you hear me? You have to quit drinking.
Well, what if we only drink beer?
Did you hear me? No beer, no wine, no booze, nothing.
You didn't say anything about this mouthwash. We all live by drinking Listerine, drinking Listerine, drinking Listerine.
We all live by drinking Listerine, drinking Listerine.
And no mouthwash either.
That night, heading home, Paula asked for a sign. Something that would tell her what to do.
It's all right. Shit, it's going. They don't know it.
I know, right?
That was a good hand.
And thanks to our hard-working PI committee, she got a sign.
Her mic came off.
Hello? Hi, is this AA? Oh, hi. I have this friend who's a girl. Or, you know, she might also be a guy. But anyway, I have this friend, and she needs help. A meeting? A grapevine meeting? Well, what is a grapevine meeting? Is that like for people who only drink wine? Oh, Grapevine is a magazine written by drunks? Well, is everything spelled wrong and crossed out? Oh, sober drunks? Well, where is this meeting? Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, it was just another Wednesday at the Heard It Through the Grapevine group.
One more wire.
Janine and Lynn was setting up the room. Janine was told to set up the room by her sponsor, who voluntold her to be chair. They were preparing a welcome place for whoever decided to show up that night.
Come on! What are you so afraid of?
I'm not afraid. I just don't want to hang around with a bunch of crusty old men in raincoats.
Wait, it's girls. And they're hot.
Careful. It's a cult. They put the pretty ones at the door to suck you in.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, can I get you guys a cup of coffee?
Mm-hmm. Not so fast. How do we know this double A is for us?
Well, why don't you try our pamphlet? Is AA for you?
Yeah, it has only 12 questions you can answer.
One, have you ever tried to stop drinking for a week or so, but only lasted a couple of days?
No, I've never decided to quit drinking. Why would I do that?
Well, I have, so that's a yes for me.
Sorry.
Two, do you wish people would mind their own business about your drinking?
Yes!
Three. Have you ever switched from one kind of drink to another to try and keep from getting drunk?
Well, I switched from beer to bourbon to get more drunk, and that worked.
Four. Have you had to have an eye opener upon awakening during the past year?
Of course. How else are you going to go ahead and get your eyes open?
Yeah. Five. Do you envy people who can drink without getting into trouble?
I hate their guts.
Six. Have you had problems connected with drinking during the past year?
Yeah, maybe problems getting enough.
Yeah, and keeping it around, it disappears. Seven. Has your drinking caused trouble at home?
No.
Well, dude, you live alone.
Eight. Do you ever try to get extra drinks at a party because you don't get enough?
If I can't get enough to drink at a party, that's not my fault. People throwing the party should have stocked up. I mean, having a party when you don't have enough booze, that's irresponsible.
Nine. Have you missed days of work because of drinking?
No. I got fired because I was drunk. But I was there.
I don't think so.
10. Do you have blackouts?
Doesn't everybody have blackouts?
I don't think so.
I like blackouts. It's time travel.
We're going to be in the front. We're going to be going in the front, right? Gonna be
11.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you ever felt that your life would be better if you didn't drink? Well, if I'm being honest, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How can we be the bottles if we don't drink? Here's your stupid little survey. We only answered 9 yes.
Well, they say 3 or more yes means you probably have a problem.
Actually, just taking the test means that you have a problem. Because who would take a test to prove that they're not an alcoholic, except for an alcoholic?
Yeah, well, I never would have taken that test if I knew it was rigged.
So what do you have to do to join AA?
Just have a desire to stop drinking.
Do we have that?
Kind of.
Sort of.
Not at all.
Well, what do you guys think about the Beatles?
Well, AA has no opinion on outside issues, but we love them.
That's enough for us.
Come on. The grapevine story they read was about a woman who loved music, and she used booze to give her courage to sing. It's me. But soon, she was doing a lot more drinking than singing. It's me. And then booze took her voice away. But AA is helping her find her voice again.
It's me. And these are my people.
Meanwhile, George was feeling at home for the first time in a long time.
I think I need a spiritual solution. And I think this is a good place to start.
Then there was Shwingo.
Oh, these girls are gorgeous.
That kept him in the meeting, so after the meeting, an old-timer could grab him and start taking him through the big book right away. And John took up smoking so he could wait outside.
You're not supposed to laugh.
By the end of the meeting, everyone in the room felt a strong connection.
Yeah, you got that something. I think you'll understand. When I got that something, I wanna hold your hand.
That is scary.
John proceeded to get hammered. I
ossified, wasty pants, or as it says in the big book, boiled as an owl. But hey, he was fine to drive, and that's when he ran into Officer Marquita. Been drinking tonight?
Oh, why on earth would you say that?
Your eyes are blurry, your speech is slurry, and you smell like a distillery.
Well, that's okay because I'm a celebrity.
Really?
Yeah, I'm one of the Beatles.
And I'm Little Richard.
No. No, seriously, I'm John.
And all this time I thought he was dead.
No, Paul was the one who was dead. But that was just bourbon legend. Urban legend. Oh, listen, it's been great chatting with you, but I really should drive home.
Oh, no. We used to do that back in the 60s.
Well, I'm living in the 60s.
But we don't do that anymore. Balance on one leg for me, John.
Okay. Whoa.
Not good, John.
Oh, see, that was the wrong leg. This is my balancing leg. See? Whoa.
Remind you of anything? Are you feeling a little grateful? Now that you're sober, I bet you love hitting those sobriety checkpoints. To roll down the window, tell the cop your whole story. You show your license, your registration. Look, it's all up to date. You are up to date, aren't you? Because if you're not, don't go getting a resentment with me when I give you a ticket. It's about being responsible today. What do you think he'll blow? Do I hear a 1.5? Maybe a 2. What about a 2.5? Let's go see. And thanks to our hard-working corrections committee, there was plenty of Grapevine and Lavinia in jail.
These people are everywhere.
But all John could think about was who he should call. Not Lion. Not his bandmates. Then he found a card from Loco and he began to sing.
Asked the girl, could she come see me? She said, baby, definitely. Oh, by the way, I'm at the county jail. And could you bring me some money for bail? Baby, you can drive my car. Take me to my favorite bar. Baby, you can drive my car. Cause I got a DUI. I told the girl my prospects were good. She said, baby, it's understood. Driving you round is okay with me. Just tell me how to get to the IDRC. Baby, you can drive my car. Take me to my favorite bar. Baby, you can drive my car. Cause I got a DUI. Beep, 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 yeah. So, you won't tell anyone about this DUI, will you?
Nope, my lips are sealed.
And you'll act like you're my driver?
Well, as long as you let me in the back seat every once in a while.
And,
of course, let me sing in the band.
We have a rule, no girlfriends.
But I'm not your girlfriend. I'm your driver.
No, I can't.
Then I guess it's hello, goodbye.
Oh, no, no, no. We can work it out. Yeah.
Okay. Come on. So, a few weeks later, John had Loco meet the rest of the band at an AA diner where they started hanging out.
Wait until you guys hear her sing, all right? She's got an incredible voice. Go ahead, Yoko. Loco.
We have a rule. We have a rule. No girlfriends.
Yes, but...
My sponsor says that that's the alcoholic version of no. Yes, but...
Yeah. Well, I don't want to hear what your sponsor says.
Easy does it, John.
Yeah, and I don't want to hear your little slogans either. Or about your tools. What, do they give you little AA pliers?
No, but they say that there's a wrench to fit every nut.
Why are you people always laughing?
Because it feels good, John. Why don't you come to a meeting with us?
Oh, no. I'm taking care of that problem myself, okay?
Yeah. Well, let me know how that goes. And by the way, maybe Loco could play the cowbell.
Gee, I'm glad all over.
All right.
Paula, George, and Schwingo started to enjoy playing music again. They were also making real progress with the steps. And John... Well, John was helping them by constantly testing their patience and tolerance.
Ready? Go.
When the band showed up early for their next gig, Lion was thrilled. But he wasn't too happy about Loco.
Who invited I Am the Walrus?
Lion, let it be, all right?
Hey, some fans showed up.
Yeah, they're from our group of people that we just so happen to know.
Are you guys ready? Ladies and gentlemen, Paula! Woo! Paula! Woo! George!
George!
John!
It's the bottle!
Woo! Getting better all the time. I used to get mad at it.
Yeah, such a pain.
The sponsors have told me to pray.
Yeah, that's just insane.
You're bringing me down. I feel like a clown. There's got to be some other way. I have to admit, it's getting better.
No, it's not.
A little better. All the time.
It can get much worse.
I have to admit, it's getting better.
No, it's not.
A little better. With my grapevine. We used to be angry young men. Drinking whenever we can. You gave us the word. We finally heard. We're doing the best that we can. I have to admit, it's getting better.
No, it's not.
A little better. All the time.
It can get much worse.
I have to admit, it's getting better.
No, it's not.
A little better. With my grapevine. Getting so much better all the time. It's getting better all the time. Better, better, better.
John stayed dry for a while, but he was so miserable, everyone wished he'd just drink. Then one day, he had this brilliant thought.
If I mix whiskey with milk of magnesia, it won't hurt me.
Are we?
After a few days, he was worse than ever. Paula, George, and Schwingo met at the diner to talk about what to do.
Okay. He keeps showing up to all the shows drunk. I'm starting to get a resentment.
Well, the book says to show those we resent the same tolerance, pity, and patience that we would grant a sick friend.
But that's the problem. I'm not that nice to my sick friends. I don't want them coughing all over me. I don't want them anywhere near me.
Well, what does it say in the chapter to the employer? We are kind of like his employer, ain't we? Mm-hmm.
Well, it says first you should decide if he is a real alcoholic or just a whoopee drinker.
Oh, he is real. No whoopee.
Then it says, when dealing with an alcoholic, that might be a natural annoyance that a man could be so weak, so stupid, and irresponsible. And that's John, all right. Oh, hi, John.
Yeah, who keeps sending me this stupid magazine?
That would be me! They say it keeps coming even when you don't.
Yeah, well, I'm not reading it.
Have a seat, John. Have some coffee.
What do you people do everything together? Oh, God, that book. I hate that book and those stupid steps.
Well, what if you think about the steps as if they were Beatles songs? Like, for instance, step one could be, I'm so tired.
Yeah, and step two could be, help, I need somebody, help, not just anybody, you need a higher power.
And step three could be, let it be, let it be.
Yeah, this is great. And step four could be, I'm a loser.
No. Step four could be, do you want to know a secret? And step five could be, do you promise not to tell?
Whoa, whoa.
Yes, and step six and seven could be, I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
Right, then comes the amends.
Number nine.
And you're thinking, maybe I'm amazed, before you're even halfway through.
And step 10 could be about the restraint of pen and tongue.
Dear Prudence.
But what song fits for step 11?
She came in through the bathroom window.
Well, if that's where you get your conscious contact.
And then step 12 could be, all you need is love.
And service. Mm.
So what do you think, John?
I think you people are nuts.
I just don't know what to do. He's drinking all the time.
Well, in the chapter to the wives...
Schwingo!
It just says if he gets the idea that you're a nagger or killjoy, your chance of accomplishing anything useful may be zero. And he may seek someone else to consult him, not always another man.
Would you like to go to an Al-Anon meeting?
Oh, yes, yes.
Hey, driver!
I'm busy. Drive yourself.
You Jezebel.
Loco started going to Al-Anon. Meanwhole, John holed up in his apartment, living on cheap booze and bad pizza. He was hitting bottom.
I don't like you, but I love you. Seems that I'm always thinking of you.
sadly. I love you madly. You really got a hold on me. You really got a hold on me. I don't like you, but I love you. Don't want to drink you, but I need to. Oh, you do me wrong now. I'm not so strong now. You really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold on me. I love you, and all I want you to do is just hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me.
Hold me. No, we're here. He's got to get
his big.
They took John to a hospital, where he joined the other patients wearing the gown and slippers and doing the detox shuffle.
Let me grab these cases, move the table. Lion.
Woo!
Lion.
Oh my God, it's the four horsemen.
Relax, John, it's only us.
Lion, we're going to need a little help paying this bill.
You guys are bankrupting me.
All right, come on, aren't you a rock and roll manager? Don't you have a rehab fund?
Lion.
I'll get out of your way.
I'm so sorry. I was lying all along.
Don't even bother me with amends, unless they're financial.
John couldn't handle opening a big book, but he could leaf through a grapevine with its colorful pages and short stories. You could think of grapevine as a gateway drug that leads you into heavier stuff like the big book. So, when he cleared up more, they gave him beginner's book. One-on-one about sponsorship. And step by step.
So which is the step where I get back with Loco?
John, just forget about Loco for a while, all right?
Yeah, you're probably right. I should be dating other people. You know, there were a couple of hot chicks at the detox.
Actually, John, we suggest that you don't get involved in a relationship for at least a year.
Oh. Wait a minute. It doesn't say that in the big book.
Well, but you know what, John? It's probably a good idea.
John, you don't need a girlfriend. What you need is a home group and a sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm.
And how important is having a home group? Well, Grapevine has an entire book about it, and for just $9.99 at the table downstairs.
Would you start making coffee and tea?
This is your home now, and here is your scoop. Maybe someday we'll give you a key.
Gonna try with a little help from my friends.
What do you do when your sponsor's away?
Does it worry you to be all alone?
Are you too worried that you'll be by yourself? Are you sad because you're all alone?
Oh, if I had a little help from my friends. Oh, if I had a little help from my friends. Oh, if I had a little help from my friends.
Don't you hear? I'm newcomer. I just want someone to love. No, no, not a newcomer. I need somebody to love.
Would you believe romance leads to a slip? Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time.
What it should be is a true partnership.
And you can try not to act like a slime.
Oh, I get a little help from my friends. Oh, I get a little help from my friends. Won't they hide a little help from my friends?
Don't you hit a newcomer?
I just need someone to love.
No, no, not a newcomer.
I want somebody to love.
Oh, I just tried a little help from my friends. I just tried a little help from my friends. Won't they hide a little help from my friends?
Yes, I can find a little help from my friends, a little
help from my friends. The band took time off so John could focus on his sobriety.
I don't need any time off. I'm fine.
Keep coming, John.
Schwingo used the free time to start DJing sober dances. People loved it. Except when he started to read from the big book in between tunes.
I have no idea.
But Schwingo did seem to be maturing slowly.
Thank you.
Who wants to go home with the DJ?
I don't know how you got back here. So.
Well, does anyone need a ride home?
Paula channeled her creative energy into promoting Grapevine and Lavinia. Yeah, she became a GVR and came up with fun ways to announce the new issue.
Wait. Hey, Mr. Postman, look and see if there's a Grapevine in your bag for me. I've been waiting a long, long time, and here it is, my new Grapevine.
Encouraged members to contribute, helping them write their stories or record them. And she took a photo of the home group for If These Walls Could Talk.
There can't be any faces. That's better.
But it was the subscription challenge that really inspired her.
Well, you know what, guys? If we sell the most new, or not sell, but yes, encourage people to get the most new subscriptions, we win!
What do we win?
Well, bragging rights, mostly. New Jersey, home of the most corruption, the most toxic waste sites, and the most new Grapevine subscriptions.
And we also get a special section with stories from all the stories from our members.
Mm-hmm. You mean like my story?
Well, maybe once you have a story. So, who's going to get a subscription?
I already have one.
Yeah, you mean the one that you abused Paula for giving you? You should probably get one and then donate it to a newcomer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
Keep coming, John. I'll get a subscription for my rehab.
Yeah, you know what? I'll take a subscription to Lavinia for the library.
And Schwingo?
I don't know. It's not conference approved.
Well, if the conference had to approve it, we would get one issue a year.
More like one issue every 3 years.
But the conference approves of it. Their advisory action's up the wazoo.
But I like the big book.
Well, so do I. There's so many great stories. Bill's story, Jim's story, the Jaywalker story, 42 other stories in the back. But guess what else has stories? New ones every month.
All right. I'll get a subscription.
Yes. All right, not so fast. Now it's your turn on the hot seat. Raise your hand if you have a subscription. Yeah. Good for you. Now, the rest of you better subscribe or I'll turn Paula loose on you. Only problem is, for our state to get credit in the challenge, it has to be a Jersey address on the subscription. So, first, you're going to move to New Jersey.
Yeah.
And then you're going to subscribe. Of course, it's not just about buying subscriptions. It's about buying other books, too. Spiritual Awakenings 1 and 2. After George having read Spiritual Awakenings 1 and 2, he started an 11-step meditation meeting.
Everyone, take a deep breath and then slowly breathe out. You two out there, you guys need to relax after all that subscription nonsense. Today's meditation is about humility. Humility is about thinking of less of yourself, not thinking of yourself less, or the opposite.
Wow, look how humble I am.
Of course, this is a play, so there has to be some drama. And who's going to bring the drama? The new guy. You can bet your 90-day chip on it.
So listen, I've been thinking, I got to quit the band.
What?
I'm no good anymore. Lion said so.
All I said was you look a little stiff up there, as opposed to when you were hammered all the time.
Lion, sometimes we need you to lie.
No, Lion's right. I stink.
That's just a feeling, and feelings pass.
Yeah, emotions are like kids. You can't let them drive the car, and you can't put them in the trunk either.
Well, all I know is I can't get loose without a couple of drinks, and nobody can.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't know. I saw a couple thousand people, sober people, getting loose last night. It was supposed to be in a park, but it was in a basement. Yeah!
Well, I guess I could try it, but where would I go?
Well, I'm DJing a sober dance this weekend. We'll show you how to go ahead and get loose.
Okay, maybe.
So, at the next dance, John got a little more help from his friends.
John, relax.
This is relaxed.
Yeah, if you're doing the robot. Janine, give him a shake. Oh my God. Listen, you gotta put a little ills in your pills.
Oh,
my God.
The
hell?
Well,
shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby. Twist and shout.
Kiss and shout.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. Now.
Come on, baby.
Come on, baby. Work it on out.
Work it on out.
How do we keep the spirit of anonymity alive in the age of social media?
How do we make sure AA is welcoming to everyone?
How do I make this all about me?
Well, we need to keep using the tools that the grapevine has brought to us, the traditions, the slogans, 71 years of experience, strength, and hope. And the Serenity Prayer. We'll change the things we can, and we'll let the rest be.
When I find myself in times of trouble, another story comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
I meant to go an octave lower.
And when there's right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
You left me all the way, right?
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
And when the broken hearts be.
Though they may be parted, there is still a chance.
Bow, bow.
All right, thank you. We're done. Bye.